الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful upon the community that He created this amazing opportunity of Hajj that has recently passed. And among the great blessings of Hajj are all of the associated blessings with it. The people who go for Hajj, obviously, they have this opportunity to have their sins forgiven and to return as newborn babies. And this is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this deed. But one of the other things that we should appreciate is not only has Allah created the opportunity for people who go for Hajj to take advantage of Allah's mercy, but He's also created the opportunity for those people who aren't able to go for the Hajj. And I've mentioned this before, and it's worth repeating because now people are returning from the Hajj. Just as an example, we see that on the day of Arafah, the people of Arafah, they come home forgiven. And this is, again, one of the greatest days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the calendar. Because on this particular day, crowds and crowds and crowds far beyond what we can enumerate, people, crowds and crowds of people beyond what we can enumerate are forgiven. Not only that, but even the person who appreciates the greatness of Arafah has an opportunity to attain a great amount of forgiveness on the day of Arafah. We know from hadith that the person who fasted on the day of Arafah, that their 1 year prior sins are forgiven and their 1 year future sins are expiated. So this is the mercy of our Lord. Even the person who appreciates the day of Arafah, they receive the benefits of Arafah, at least a piece of it. But beyond that, now we find ourselves in a circumstance in which people are coming home and they are returning from the journey of Hajj. And you would think that if a person was not able to go for Hajj, then they shouldn't have any peace of the fact that people went for Hajj. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks an excuse to forgive even the one who didn't go for Hajj. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us some advice concerning how to deal with the people who are returning from the Hajj. And in this particular, in one particular narration, which is what we want to discuss very briefly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following advice concerning the people who went for Hajj. That when the people return from Hajj, you should greet them. Number one, the advice is to us, the people who did not go for Hajj, as we're dealing with the people who returned from Hajj. We should greet them. We should shake their hand. And we should beg for them to make dua for forgiveness from Allah for us. Three pieces of advice. We should greet them. We should shake their hands. And we should beg them to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he enumerated he provided the wisdom for why we should do so. And then he said, why should we do this? Because their dua is accepted. And why is their dua accepted? Because they have been forgiven by their Lord. So when a person returns from Hajj, we should greet them, we should shake their hand, and we should ask them to beg Allah for our forgiveness. Or beg from them to beg from Allah for our forgiveness. And interestingly, there's another clause here which I skipped, but in this particular one particular narration it says that all this should be done before they return home. Before the Haji returns home. Why? Because their dua is accepted. And why is their dua accepted? Because they have been forgiven by their Lord. So from this we learn so many important things concerning principles concerning our deen. The first is that when there are opportunities for people who are close to their, for us to interact with people who are close to their Lord, then we should try to greet those people. We should try to shake hands with those people, and we should ask those people to make dua. If we have an opportunity, because here, look, this is an opportunity, right? People are coming back from the Hajj, and they're coming back in a state of piety. So we should, anytime we're dealing with an opportunity to deal with people of piety, we should greet them. We should insist on shaking their hand, and we should ask them to make dua. It's interesting, when you go to the gatherings of the ulama and the mashayikh, some very, very wise communities, at the very end of the talk, they create a big circle, enabling the entire gathering to shake hands with the speaker. When I went to South Africa with Sheikh Zulfikar, I vividly remember we would go to the communities within within these villages, and often when we would be at the, would be present in the community, the after Sheikh Zulfikar was done speaking, rather than having a few people come and meet him and create a crowd around him, everybody would back away, and they would create this huge circle throughout the masjid. And then Sheikh Zulfikar would stand here, and one by one by one by one, each person would shake his hand. That's how they would take advantage of the presence of the pious within their communities. So these are three things that we should always do when we meet people of piety. Greet them, shake their hand, and ask them to make dua for our forgiveness. Ask them to make dua for our forgiveness. The prime example from hadith is this example of the person who returns from Hajj. Now, interestingly, look at the dua that's requested. You know, you have this opportunity, this person is close to Allah, they're going to have their du'as accepted. But look at the du'a that's requested, that we're requesting. It says, ask them or beg them to seek forgiveness from Allah, seek forgiveness for you. Seek that Allah forgive you. So this is a very important thing that we should seek, because obviously here you have a person who's pious and their du'as are accepted, but this is the du'a that's recommended. So these are the three things that we should do. Beyond that, the other clause in this hadith is that it should be before they return home. And that's very interesting, because obviously when they come back from their journey, they're at a very elevated state. And when they return home, a piece of that it slowly begins to decrease, because they become engrossed in their day-to-day life. So we should seek to greet the people before they return home. Now, there's two ways to do that. One is you find out when the flights are coming in, and you go to the airport, and you meet and greet the people there. That's one possibility. The other possibility is you wait for them at their home, before they go in their home. And if we're fortunate enough that some family member of ours went for Hajj, we should greet them at the door before they actually enter the home. So this is another important clause in this hadith. And then beyond that, we learn the reason. Why should we seek their forgiveness? Why should we ask them to make dua that Allah forgive us? Because they are forgiven from their Lord, from their journey. So that highlights for us what? That actually the key to being able to have our du'as accepted is that our sins be forgiven. If our sins are forgiven, then our du'as are accepted. Now look, when a person goes for Hajj, they don't amass a large number of good deeds. They actually purify themselves from their sins. Because look, a person goes for Hajj, maybe they come back 7 days after Hajj. Maybe they come back 2 weeks after Hajj. In 7 days, they didn't become an alim. In 7 days, they didn't become a hafid. In 7 days, maybe they were praying tahajjud for 7 days. They don't have mountains and mountains of good deeds that they did in 7 days. But the key feature of them is that they've returned with their sins forgiven. So when a person's sins are forgiven, that is the key mechanism by which they open up their connection to their Lord. And a person who wants that their du'as be accepted, they should recognize that the mechanism to have our du'as accepted is not to pile on the good deeds, it's to avoid the bad deeds. The good deeds come, the good deeds are there, But the key is to avoid the bad deeds. So in our seeking nearness to our Lord, a major component of that is purifying ourselves of our sin, to avoid sin and to seek forgiveness from sin. Regardless, we should take advantage of this opportunity. People are coming back from Hajj. I've already seen some people here or there. Most of the people have still not yet come back, but they'll be starting to come back in the next day or so. So we should find them. We should greet them. When we find them, we should shake their hand. We should appreciate that they went for the Hajj, and we should ask them to seek. We should ask them that they make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Because these are opportunities, and we should take advantage of them. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grant us the tawfiq to be able to encounter these people at the most opportune time. وآخر الدعوان أن الحمد لله رب العالمين